Chapter 12.
The king was back? Shit.
Ariana, you didn't tell me we were going to have to meet your dad.
Oh, Joe, don't worry about it. My father is a gentle and kind man. He's going to love you.
Sure. Whatever you say, I murmured, and I swallowed hard. Meeting my girlfriend's families wasn't exactly my favorite thing to do, though I wasn't sure girlfriend was the right term for Ariana. In any case, it didn't look like I had a choice, since the redhead had already gotten up and was now heading toward the door of the chamber. My wives slowly followed, and I braced myself for a moment before I released the switches on my armor and began to swim.
My father receives guests in the throne room,
Ariana called out over her shoulder, and I could see we were headed down for the first time toward a huge chamber that rested on the sea floor. As Jessamine swam ahead with Ariana, Sienna pulled me back by my arm.
Joe, I want to talk to you for a minute.
Yeah, there's a lot going on right now, I replied in a quiet voice. Can you believe Ariana wants
to— No, that's not what I want to talk about,
Sienna growled, but then she flashed me a quick smile.
Can you people think of nothing else? I'm actually wondering what the king is going to talk to us about and whether we can trust him.
Well, we're going to be marrying his daughter, I reminded the blonde princess. I don't think we're obligated to say anything to anyone, but if you can believe Ariana, and I think we have to, he's fighting Eudora just as hard as we are. Remember the story about how she hypnotized him?
Yeah, you're right,
Sienna admitted with a furrowed brow.
I know I'm suspicious by nature, but we have committed to helping Ariana's kingdom, and if that's the case, the king should be our ally. I suppose I've seen enough here to believe everyone is telling the truth.
I think we might just have to wait and see what the king is like, I shrugged. I knew Sienna was raising important issues, but I could think of little else but my jangling nerves about meeting Ariana's father. As we got closer and closer to the throne room, my stomach wouldn't stop fluttering, and I gave myself a little pep talk that ran on repeat in my head. Joe, chill the fuck out. Sienna and I swam faster to catch up to the other two princesses as they reached a huge pair of doors that rose at least 20 feet high. They were covered in starfish in all colors of the rainbow, and surrounded by arches of gleaming white pearls, and Ariana pushed one open and led us into the chamber. As we swam forward, I was immediately struck by how large the room appeared from the inside. I'd known it was big, but seeing a ceiling that rose 5 stories high was pretty impressive. From below, I could see the ceiling itself glittered with hundreds of thousands of sparkling shells, and huge white coral columns stretched up to meet it. The floor was equally sparkly and stretched out in front of us for at least 500 feet, and it was covered only by a thick carpet of red kelp that led toward the rear of the chamber. I was temporarily distracted by the grand room, so I didn't immediately notice the enormous throne that sat at its far end, or the enormous merman sitting on it. Ariana hadn't told us her father was at least 10 feet tall, or that he was blue. I tried not to stare directly at King Liron's bare torso, but I'd never seen anything like his skin before. It was mostly a deep navy blue with lighter blue swirls and whirlpools that remained in constant motion. His huge tail was the same shades of blue, green, and gray as the sea itself, and it reflected the glimmering floor beneath him. The effect was totally entrancing, and I had to force myself to raise my eyes to his face. The merman had thick white hair and a long white beard that reached halfway down his chest, and he wore a spiky gold crown. A gold, jewel-encrusted trident at least 15 feet long rested against the side of his throne, which was made of brightly colored coral and accented with pearls similar to the ones that surrounded the doors to the room. The king was surrounded by a dozen guards, who were all holding shell-encrusted shields and wearing glimmering silver swords at their belts. As I gazed at King Liron, he turned toward me for a moment and made eye contact. I gulped and bent at the waist into a bow, and the huge merman smirked for a moment before he looked away and turned to his daughter.
Ariana, the merman boomed, we have much to discuss, but first I see you have brought some friends with you.
Father, please meet their royal highnesses, Princesses Jessamine and Sienna.
Ariana smiled and inclined her head toward my wives.
The princesses have left their own kingdoms and come under the sea to assist us with the troubles we've been having. Jessamine and Sienna, allow me to introduce you to my father, King Liron, who rules everything beneath the waves.
Welcome to my kingdom, your highnesses,
King Liron said, and his voice was as loud as the crashing of waves on the shore.
Your presence is deeply appreciated, and I hope you will find yourselves at home here.
Jessamine and Sienna dropped into curtsies, which looked incredibly strange since we were all doing a combination of floating and swimming.
Thank you, Your Majesty,
Jessamine replied in the diplomatic tone of royalty.
Princess Ariana has been more than welcoming to us. We appreciate your courtesy and that of your daughter.
And this is?
The king barked and gestured toward me.
Father, this is Joe.
Ariana explained, and her aqua eyes darted to me and away as she bit her lip.
Joe is the hero who has accompanied the princesses, and he's been working to save our kingdom as well.
A hero?
The merman raised one white eyebrow at me. It is an honor to be in your presence, Your Majesty, I said, and I flipped the switch on my armor and dropped to one knee. I wasn't exactly sure what to do when greeting a king, but the word and gesture seemed to satisfy him, because he nodded briefly before turning back to Ariana.
Ariana, I hear there has been great trouble in the kingdom lately,
her father said in the incredibly loud voice I now realized was his normal volume.
I am especially concerned about what happened to Marinus, although it is my understanding he is now beginning to recover.
Yes, it is concerning, especially since we don't know how he was attacked,
the redhead replied, and her face tightened into a deep frown.
We know Eudora was behind it, of course, but the exact mechanisms of the poisoning are still unknown.
Very disturbing indeed,
King Liron shouted, and I tried not to wince.
But it is fortunate he has been saved. I heard he received an antidote to the poison just in time. How was that achieved?
Well, Father, Joe led us on an expedition to the pirate's boneyard, and we were able to find a small vial of potion on a ship called the Serpent's Curse. Have you heard of it?
Ah, yes, the sea dragon's vessel.
The huge blue merman stroked his beard like he was deep in thought before he chuckled. And when he laughed, the whole room shook like an earthquake had just rattled the seabed.
It has been many centuries since I last encountered the sea dragon, but I still remember him well.
Centuries? How long had this merman been alive?
In any case, Father, Joe was instrumental in saving Marinus,
Ariana told the merman in an earnest voice.
If it hadn't been for him, we never would have found the antidote. And Marinus...
She trailed off, and I could tell she was about to cry.
Yes, daughter, I understand,
the king responded, as his expression sobered.
Marinus is a great man who has been an amazing asset to our kingdom. Tell me, visitors, has Ariana told you his story?
My wives and I shook our heads, and King Liron gestured for his daughter to speak.
Well, Marinus was a commoner who grew up in our kingdom,
Ariana began with a smile.
He had very modest beginnings, and he came to work at the palace as a servant at a very young age. He first worked in the stables where we keep our war sharks, but he soon stood out from the other mermen due to his strength and intelligence. He worked his way up the ranks honestly, and he has been my father's, and my, right-hand man for many years.
He sounds like a great man,
Jessamine breathed with wide eyes.
I'm so happy we were able to save him.
What are your theories on the poisoning, Ariana?
Well, since he wasn't subjected to one of Morgar's attacks that poisoned the water around our people, I suspect his food supply was compromised. He admitted to me the security around his home wasn't as tight as it could have been.
Then we will ensure all of our top men only eat meals at the palace from now on,
the king declared, and he looked down at Ariana from under his thick white eyebrows.
You can still ensure the palace gardens are safe, correct?
Yes, father,
Ariana answered with a slight bow of her head.
I have been working as hard as I can to protect our palace and our people from the evil forces that threaten us.
And that is why I trust you when I am away, my daughter,
King Liron complimented the red-haired princess.
Alongside Marinus, you have more than enough brains and magical talent to rule a kingdom.
Thank you, father,
Ariana replied, and she blushed and smiled at the king's admiration.
I have been working hard on many things, but I'm probably most proud of the magical shield I've constructed around the palace. I used similar magic when we were fighting sharks in the pirate's boneyard, and it was very successful.
Ah, yes, you were telling me about what occurred at the pirate's boneyard, the king said, and nodded. I would like to know more about this potion you found.
To be honest, Joe found it, really.
Ariana stuttered, and I could tell she was nervous when she was talking to her father about me.
He used the potion to save us from the sharks I mentioned, and also as a cure for Marinus. I have never seen anything like it before, and I've been racking my brain for a scientific explanation.
The king pondered as he stroked his long white beard. What color is this potion?
It's purple, and it comes in a bottle with a golden top,
the redhead told her father. The king immediately turned and looked me over with his flashing aqua eyes, which reminded me of Ariana's.
Daughter, I believe you found something called the Hero's Potion, King Liron explained, and even though he was addressing Ariana, he was still looking at me. However, I'm not sure you were able to find something that many men have lost their lives trying to possess.
It was honestly thanks to Joe,
the mermaid princess stammered.
If it weren't for his magic, Marinus wouldn't be alive right now. I'm planning to have the palace scientists try to study the composition of the potion and see if it can be replicated.
I'm not sure that will work,
the king replied to his daughter, but it was apparent his attention was focused on me now.
Joe, who are you, and how did you get here?
Yes, your majesty. I'm, happy to answer your questions, I said, as I stumbled over my words. I squirmed under King Liron's intense gaze, but I really wanted to win the giant blue merman over. I only came to Fairyland recently, but I was told I have been summoned as the hero of legend. I don't really know if that's true, but we have fought a lot of successful battles recently, and I was honored to find the potion and help save your kingdom.
The hero of legend,
he boomed, and now his aqua gaze was laser-locked onto my face.
Please, tell me more about these battles.
Sienna and I decided we should trust him, but I wasn't sure if I should share everything. Nonetheless, when the huge merman king asked me questions, I felt compelled to answer. Well, it all started back in Jessamine's desert kingdom, where she asked the genie to bring her a hero. There were zombies there, and we were able to destroy many of the undead before our final battle with Jamar, the evil wizard who we conquered. We encountered Eudora the other day, though I guess that wasn't really a fight. I trailed off as the enormous king regarded me. He looked me up and down, and I lifted my chin and straightened my shoulders under his gaze.
I see, the king replied and nodded. Let's start at the beginning of Joe's story. From my position as ruler of the seas, I am, of course, well-versed in world history. That being said, it is sometimes difficult to know what is myth and what is reality when studying things that take place so far away from my own world. Princess Jessamine, can you tell me more about this genie?
Yes, Your Majesty,
Jessamine replied with a slight bow.
In the desert, the genie is a magical creature who can grant 3 wishes to whoever holds a magic lamp. My kingdom had been under assault for many years by an evil wizard named Jamar and his undead forces, who were doing the work of a great demon named Chernabog.
Ah, so you have heard of Chernabog, the giant merman boomed. You are more well-informed than I realized. What do you know of this demon?
It's my understanding he is the driving force behind all the attacks on Fairyland,
Jessamine said with a shudder.
I know our kingdom has suffered for many years due to the actions of this horrible villain, and I believe his intention is to destroy Fairyland as a whole.
Yes, I believe your assumptions are correct. Chernabog is definitely intent on destroying Fairyland as we know it, and I believe his true intentions are ultimate power over this world. Perhaps it is by killing all innocent citizens and raising them again as his undead followers, or perhaps it is to subjugate us all and force us to live as his slaves. Monsters like Chernabog will not stop until they have achieved total domination. But I do apologize, Your Highness, I interrupted. Please, tell me more about the genie.
Yes, Your Majesty. I had gained possession of the lamp, which gave me the ability to make 3 wishes. I was trying to do the right thing for my kingdom at first, but it was only when I wished for the salvation of Fairyland as a whole that things began to change. What you must understand about the genie is he takes things entirely literally. So when I wished for a hero to save Fairyland, that is when Joe manifested. I believed in Joe from the beginning, specifically because the genie brought him.
Very interesting, the king mused in his thundering tone. It sounds like this genie could be very powerful. I wonder if it will ever be possible to harness his powers again in our battles. I'd like to address Joe again now. Joe, do you believe you are the hero of legend?
Well, that was direct. I wanted to put on a brave face, but I decided to go with the truth.
I don't know, I responded honestly. I would like to say yes, because I've become very invested in the future of Fairyland, and I would like nothing more than to help these princesses and their people. And I have seen things in Fairyland that are so beyond what I ever witnessed back where I came from, I now have to believe at least some of what I have been told is real. And I would like nothing more than to be the hero of legend, because that would mean I could help Fairyland. But you have to understand how different this all is for me.
Where is it you said you came from again?
The king questioned, as he stared directly at me with his bright turquoise eyes.
L.A.? Los Angeles? I really wasn't sure how to explain it. California? USA? Earth?
King Liron said and stroked his beard.
Interesting.
The merman was definitely hard to read, and I wondered if I'd passed his test.
And please tell me again, Joe, what exactly it is you've been up to since you have arrived?
He asked after a long moment, and now that fierce gaze was back.
Yes, Your Majesty, I said in as respectful a tone as I could muster.
I will try to explain. As Jessamine said, I first arrived in her kingdom during a huge battle. I was called upon to use my strength and the skills I'd acquired back home to fight the zombies. But to be honest, not much I have done here in Fairyland would have been possible without the support of the princesses. Jessamine was the first one who showed me the possibilities of magic, and my understanding has only grown over the days and weeks I've been here. I have been impressed by all of the princesses, and your daughter, Her Royal Highness Ariana, is no exception. Her scientific knowledge and magic skills are incredible. I figured a little flattery couldn't hurt, even though I was telling the truth.
Yes, I am very proud of Ariana,
the huge blue king replied, as he looked down on me impassively from his giant throne.
And tell me, what is your current relationship with Princess Jessamine and Princess Sienna?
They're my wives, Your Majesty, I stuttered.
The societal rules and rights of Fairyland were so new to me that I had no idea how the king would feel about this piece of information. I also really hoped he didn't ask me about the bonding ritual.
I see, King Liron said with an unreadable expression. And you said you encountered Eudora the other day. Can you tell me a little more about that?
Eudora seems like a very powerful witch, I admitted. I wasn't exactly proud of the way she'd hypnotized me, but Ariana had told me her father had experienced the same thing. I wasn't going to mention that, of course, but it made it easier for me to admit. At first, I felt a bit under her spell, but when Princess Sienna and Princess Jessamine assisted me, I was able to come out of it.
Father, he's being too modest,
Ariana exclaimed, and she glanced over at me with a red face.
He was able to strike Morgar with a blast from his sword, and he even deflected a poison attack back at Eudora.
His sword, you say?
The king regarded me with serious eyes.
I see you are wearing a sword on your belt, Joe. Would you mind showing it to me?
Of course, Your Majesty, I replied, and I pulled Genie's wrath from its scabbard. Its gleaming gold blade shone lustrous in the bright light of the throne room's chandeliers, and the purple stone flashed for a moment as if to reassure me of its power.
The hero's sword,
the great king muttered, and a chill went down my spine.
Tell me, where did you find this?
To be honest, I picked it up from a random soldier during the course of my travels. I've had a lot of success with it, but I'm not really sure where it came from. The man who had it didn't seem to deserve it. Not that I'm sure I do.
As I spoke, I wondered why Liron called my weapon the hero's sword, but the king began speaking again before I could ask.
Mm-hmm,
the king said, as he looked down at me from under his eyebrows.
I see. Princess Sienna, you've been quiet. What do you think about all this?
Yes, Your Majesty,
my blonde wife said in a quiet, respectful voice.
I wasn't present for the events in Jessamine's kingdom, but I was there for Jamal's defeat. I have to admit, I was a bit cynical at first about the concept of the hero, but I wouldn't have married Joe if I didn't believe he was the one. And I don't mean to presume, Your Majesty, but it seems from the way you're talking, you also believe there are magical objects in the world that can support a hero's quest?
Yes, you are correct in that. Please, go on.
Thank you, Your Majesty. Princess Jessamine Jo and I have been concerned recently about the fact that there seems to be a link between all the villains we have encountered. Jamal and now Eudora both seem to have ties to Chernobog. My stepmother, the Lady Fontaine, is a terrible person, but I don't think she has any magical powers. Nonetheless, even she seemed to have intelligence she shouldn't have.
Yes, I see. The huge blue merman waved his hand behind him.
Guards, you are temporarily dismissed. Please wait outside the entrance of the throne room for me and await further instructions.
The uniformed merman followed his directions and began to swim toward the door of the giant room. And when the men were out of earshot, Ariana spoke.
Father, are you sure that's safe?
The redhead asked as she wrung her hands.
I hate to think of you being unguarded.
Ariana, sometimes safety is defined not by who is around you, but by who isn't there, her father explained. I feel like this conversation has gotten to the point where only royalty should be present for it.
Had he just called me royalty?
Yes, father,
the mermaid princess said with a nod.
I understand.
Now, Princess Sienna,
King Liron boomed once all the guards had exited the room.
I don't think you're wrong. There are eyes and ears everywhere, and while there have been villains for all of history, they are more interconnected than ever before. For example, I'm sure you have guessed the Serpent's Curse was named after Morgar, so he and Eudora are nothing new. What may be new is their alliance with Chernobog, which I fear is making them stronger. Nonetheless, I can't say too much about my own personal travels, but rest assured, I am well aware of the intelligence networks that now surround us.
Thank you, Your Majesty,
Jessamine said, and she bowed slightly.
When we were out on the open seas, our ship was attacked by pirates, and the pirate captain was specifically looking for Princess Sienna and me. Someone out there has put a bounty on our heads, and I fear it is because of the work we have been doing to try and save Fairyland.
I don't doubt you, King Liron replied before he returned to his daughter. And Ariana, I see you have come to trust these humans in a short amount of time. Can you explain why?
Yes, father.
Her cheeks darkened to crimson.
The first time I saw Joe defeat someone, it was on the pirate ship Jessamine was just talking about. I saw him use his sword to defeat many men at one time, and it was one of the strongest displays of magic I have ever seen. What you are now calling the hero's sword incinerated all the pirates on board while leaving the princesses and their crew unharmed.
Spying on ships again, I see.
The king clicked his tongue at his daughter and crossed his huge, swirling blue arms. But then he chuckled and turned to me and my wives.
Ariana's spying hasn't led to much good in the past, but maybe this time is different. I don't know how much she's told you about the human she used to be married to, but I never saw Aaron try to fight Eudora or save our people, so there is that.
I know it's only been a couple of days, father, but I've been through so much with these people, I now trust them with my life.
Ariana told the king, and I could tell she was imploring him with her eyes to believe her. The king looked down on Jessamine, Sienna, and me, and it was as if he were trying to peer into our very souls. I really, really hoped I was making a good impression, because I'd fallen for Ariana fast and hard, and we hadn't exactly told him the big news yet.
Okay, the giant merman sighed. I will admit it seems like the three of you have a good sense of what's going on up on the surface. Your picture is still incomplete, and I can't fill in all the pieces, but there are some things I can tell you.
Thank you, Your Majesty,
Sienna replied with a relieved smile.
I hope you now believe we only have the best intentions for your daughter and your kingdom.
Yes, I am starting to, King Liron told the blonde princess. Oh, and Joe, I had already heard of your heroic deeds, but I was even more impressed by the humility with which you talked about them. That is the mark of an honorable man.
Thank you, Your Majesty. I thought I was going to pass out with relief, and I suspected the king noticed, because he now regarded me with a kind, if amused, smile. I was pretty sure he knew my intentions with Ariana, but we still hadn't exactly laid all the cards out on the table, so I wondered how much more he was going to put me through before this meeting was over.
Yes, Joe is wonderful.
Jessamine could always be counted on to give me a rave review.
The hero has helped us with so many battles now, and he's a wonderful husband as well. In fact...
In any case, there is no doubt Ariana needs more support while I'm gone, King Liron interrupted Jessamine with a smirk. Her sisters are so busy, and Marinus has been so ill. It's a large burden for one mermaid to carry, especially when such horrible attacks are occurring. Ariana, maybe I have wanted to protect you too much, so I haven't told you enough about what I'm doing. I think I can tell you now that my travels are in support of Fairyland as a whole, and I too am working to defeat Chernabog in my own way.
Have you been above the surface?
Ariana asked her father, and her aqua eyes grew wide.
I thought that was the one thing you never wanted to do.
Well, my daughter, times are changing, King Liron explained with a pained expression. The things happening up on land are affecting all of us down under the sea more than any of you even know. I can't tell you exactly what I've been doing up there, but that's for your own protection. All of you, it's not a matter of trust, but I wouldn't want you to be in a position where someone could torture my secrets out of you.
Yes, Your Majesty, we completely understand,
Sienna replied in a confident tone.
We have also decided among ourselves that everything is on a need-to-know basis. Of course, we've decided now to trust you with many of our secrets, because we value your experience and wisdom.
The great blue king nodded, and the motion of the swirling designs on his body seemed to be slowing. I spaced out for a second and stared at the incredible effects on his skin, and I wondered if the patterns were affected by his mood.
Joe!
The king boomed at me, and I snapped back to attention. He had clearly caught me staring at him, and I straightened my shoulders and looked him in the eye. Yes, Your Majesty? I asked.
I wish to tell you more about the hero's legend. I understand you were brought by the genie, and this has all been very confusing for you. When you have traveled to a strange place and the role of hero has been thrust upon you, I imagine it can be overwhelming. But I believe only you can decide if you are the hero of legend. As the hero, your deeds fulfill the prophecy as much as your identity. In other words, being the hero isn't so much about who you are and where you came from, but about what you do to save Fairyland.
I thought about King Liron's words for a minute, and they rang true to me. I'd never thought about getting to make a decision about whether or not I was a hero. When I looked back on my old life, I had, in fact, helped a lot of people. I was no Captain America, but if I saw an accident, I always stopped to assist. And since I had gotten to Fairyland, I'd somehow managed to help a lot of people without even thinking about it. If the deeds made the man, was it possible that I could consider myself a hero after all? Yes, I am the hero. I said it out loud for the first time as the king held my gaze, and I could have sworn I felt Jeannie's wrath burning at my hip. Jessamine squeezed my hand, and I thought the sparks between us were stronger than ever before.
Well then, hero, you have a lot of responsibilities to take on,
King Liron told me, and he narrowed his eyes.
The sword itself will call upon you to save many people. I saw the way it reacted to your touch, and I immediately knew you were an honorable man. Will you show it to me again? In fact, might I hold it?
I pulled out Jeannie's wrath, walked closer to the king, and handed him my weapon, and he looked down upon it with an almost loving expression.
Father, have you seen this sword before?
Ariana asked, and I could tell she was puzzled by the look on his face.
It seems like you're familiar with it.
Yes, I do know of this sword, though it has been many years, or even centuries, since I have known who wielded it,
King Liron explained to Ariana and handed the blade back to me.
It is ancient, and many men have handled it, some worthier than others.
Tell me, Joe,
what have you named the blade?
Genie's wrath, Your Majesty, I told him, and I noticed my palms were sweating. I was definitely glad to have won the king's respect, but declaring myself the hero had somehow made me even more stressed out.
Yes, that's a fine name. And you found it where?
If I may interject, Your Majesty,
Jessamine began to speak.
Joe, I hope you don't mind, but I feel like it's important for everyone to understand that you didn't just pick a sword off a random soldier. You took it from a very, very bad man who could have used it to kill Sienna. You didn't just find this sword, you rescued it.
Indeed, Your Highness.
The giant blue merman steepled his fingers in thought and nodded.
But be assured the sword's powers are only availed to those who are worthy. Anyone can stab someone with it, but only few have been able to wield its magic powers, and Joe, you are one of them. But what Princess Jessamine said reminded me of something. There's the matter of taking care of the women.
The women? I stuttered. I still wasn't sure if he'd inferred Ariana's plans to join me and the other princesses, although I thought it was obvious from the way she talked about me that there was something going on.
Yes, Joe, the women, King Liron repeated matter-of-factly. In many ways, the princesses are the most powerful people in Fairyland. I know enough to tell you the prophecy is true, and the princesses must unite to fight the greatest evil. There is no other way, and these are only some of the warrior women you'll meet on your journey. But these princesses still need a hero by their sides, to support their magic, and yes, sometimes to even protect them.
Yes, I have every intention to... I began, but the king interrupted.
And yes, Joe, I realize my daughter is one of these women, King Liron cut in with a kind smile. I'm sure that's a lot of what's been worrying you today. Ariana has been married before, of course, but this feels a little different to me. And it's not just because of the unconventional marriage. It's hard to send my youngest daughter off into the world and know that by nature of the prophecy she will be placed in danger. I trust Ariana with my kingdom, as you know, and she is one of the bravest people I have ever met. But the horrors of Fairyland run deep, and I know that if she marries you, she will eventually have to leave our undersea kingdom and travel the world. Ariana can be a little naive.
Father!
Ariana exclaimed with her usual pink cheeks.
Well, you yourself admitted I had been a married woman, and that I'm tough enough to defend our kingdom while you're gone. Well, I don't think that's fair.
All I meant is you haven't spent as much time on the surface as the others, Ariana. You don't have to get upset, especially since I haven't made my ultimate point yet.
Fine, Father. What are you trying to say?
Joe, Ariana, I give you permission to get married, King Liron proclaimed. Joe, you are a man of honor, and I can see the way my daughter feels about you. I'm not a fool, after all.
Bam, there it was. I breathed a huge internal sigh of relief, though I tried to keep my face neutral.
Sir, Your Majesty, I just want you to know I will always take care of your daughter, I promised him as I lifted my chin. And we don't have any plans to leave your kingdom until the problems here are resolved.
That's wonderful. And please, call me Liron, the king told me.
But he couldn't keep a straight face.
I was actually just kidding about that, and Your Majesty will be just fine.
Good one, Your Majesty.
I laughed weakly, and I thought my knees might buckle from the stress of the situation. So I gripped Sienna's arm for strength.
So, you're going to get married again, Ariana,
the king began, and for the first time the great merman looked faintly ill. He recovered quickly, however, and clapped his giant blue hands before he looked at me meaningfully.
Joe is a great man, and this will be the path forward to defend our world against evil.
Thank you, Your Majesty, for supporting Fairyland and our mission,
Jessamine interjected, and as usual, I was grateful for her ability to smooth over awkward situations.
I, along with the citizens of my kingdom, are very grateful to you.
You're welcome,
the ruler thundered, and it appeared he had gotten his mojo back.
Joe, I know you will help my daughter, and the other princesses will as well. And now, Ariana, I have to tell you I am off shortly on another overseas mission. But everything I have seen here today tells me you will be safe in my absence. Thank you, Joe, Princess Sienna, Princess Jessamine. It has been an honor. And now I would like to speak with my daughter alone for a couple of moments, if it's no trouble.
Of course, Your Majesty, I said, and I didn't think I'd ever been so glad to be dismissed. Thank you for everything.
Joe, everyone, I'll meet you in my chambers in a few minutes,
Ariana told us with a quick smile. Sienna, Jessamine, and I curtsied and bowed one last time to pay our respects to the king, and then we finally got to make our way out of the gigantic chamber. When we made our way back outside to the palace grounds, I was pretty close to collapsing.
Holy shit! Oh, that was intense!
You did amazing, Joe.
Jessamine reassured me with a bright smile.
You said all the right things. Have you ever even talked to a king before?
No, never, let alone to get permission to marry his daughter, I said, and I wiped at my brow. Oh, that was crazy. Can we go chill out now?
Yes, Joe, we can go chill out. I hope, anyway. It made me feel good to know a powerful man like King Liron is on our side. Me too,
Jessamine agreed, and she grabbed my hand.
Let's go up to Ariana's chambers and wait for her.
We swam back up toward the tower housing Ariana's room and entered the chamber. Then I flipped the switch on my leg with a sigh and settled back into a surprisingly comfortable coral armchair. It seemed I had another fiancé for the time being. I supposed I was getting pretty comfortable here in Fairyland because I felt surprisingly nonchalant about marrying another princess, even though the thought of the ritual made me all prickly inside. Sienna and Jessamine sat down in chairs opposite me, and they both started to smirk.
So, redheads, huh, Joe?
Sienna did her best to stare me in the eyes, but I looked away and snickered. What? You don't like her at all? I asked, and I was shocked when Sienna actually blushed.
Yeah, I guess she's all right. We just haven't, you know, in a while.
So, you're horny. I grinned triumphantly. Jessamine, did you hear that? Sienna just said... I stopped talking abruptly when Ariana swam back into the room.
Well, what were you talking about?
She asked, and I could tell she was trying to sound casual.
Nothing.
Jessamine, Sienna, and I replied in unison, and somehow we all managed to keep straight faces.
All right.
Ariana said with a frown, but then she sighed.
So, that was my father, the king. What did you think?
Everything is great, Ariana. I think we were all hoping we could relax for a little bit now, since it's been a very long day. Here, come sit down next to us on this couch.
I'm okay,
the mermaid replied, and although she was fidgeting with her hands, she sounded strong.
Remember what I was talking about earlier, though? How I wanted to complete the ritual with you? Well, I decided I want to do it right now.